sacred healing. Excuse me. They're asking us to allow ourselves the gift of true remembrance. They're asking us to allow ourselves the gift of true victory. So the point being that we must allow ourselves to proceed. We must allow ourselves to step out of comfort, to step out of, you want to remember that we're just dreaming all this. So what we're surrounded by is our own beliefs, and we're surrounded by our own convictions. And sometimes that spearheads us, that sometimes we forge ahead, and sometimes that just is like sticky glue. And it's like flypaper, you know, so you're trying to walk and you're kind of stuck. So they're showing me like this ring of fire. So the fire really is like burning, like eliminating, evaporating, incinerating the old lifestyle. So this is really about a push. This is really about like a heave-ho. This is not about continuing in your normal circumstances, continuing in the normal flow, because there is a new divine dispensation that has been ordered. So imagine you're just eating the chips at a restaurant. It's like, okay, these are pretty good, but you've actually ordered this amazing appetizer. So you're going to continue to eat, they're saying leftovers. And the leftovers being the old consciousness. Are you going to continue to eat out of the old consciousness? Because that's how your tomorrows are formed. They're formed by what you're imbibing, what you're eating, what you're swallowing, what you're believing in. So remember, it's like, you know, chip after chip, and here comes a new appetizer. Here comes, the new formula, the new ingredients for all of your discovering, for all of your happening. The show me the King of Wands is sort of like, because this is about our richness, it's about our achievement, it's about our follow through. So we're, again, that ring of fire, it's like the old landscape, the old concepts are being burned, incinerated, no longer. So once something is incinerated, it's like burned up. It is no longer in existence. So there's no more going backwards. And it's like, oh, let me work out of the old consciousness because I feel lazy today. It is just gone. It is just gone. As we will proceed. Now, proceed means releasing that old familiarity. So in a little bit of a way, you're kind of going it alone, but you're going it alone into a new adventure. And there's no alone, but it may feel like that very, very, very temporarily, because we have justified pride. In other words, we are the ones stepping into the new paradigm, which they're saying we're heave-hoing. In other words, we're creating it. We are the master creators. So we are opening up to it. It's like it exists, but we come into a station, we come into agreement through our own consent. So that means we voyage with our own belief system. Now this is crucial, because what you believe is how you proceed. Because they're saying, first of all, there's no going back. We got that. And to open up to the new formula, they're saying it's by invitation only. So it's through our keys of discovery. Now, the keys of discovery are built, I keep saying the key of Enoch, but the keys of discovery are built within our storehouse. In other words, we came here to discover this. We came here to bring ourselves into new formula. So it's almost like we've been in an incubator and suddenly we're ready to start hatching that egg. Suddenly we're ready to start coming anew. And so as we will entitle ourselves, showing me the hangman, it's like we're willing to go it alone. And when I say alone, it's not physical alone, though it may be for a moment, because the reason being, for some of us, that it's like, where did the party go? Where did everybody go? Because we have to feel our own energy. We have to feel our own familiarity, because it's really this self-birthing experience. So each of us are coming into true ascent, consent. Each of us are coming into true placement. Each of us are coming into true permission. So to permit means we release the old. We override the old and step into new beginnings. So as we step into new beginnings, so they're showing me like this Peter Max painting where it's like the sun and, you know, all this stuff. So this is the new beginnings. It's like, let the sun shine. So the sun being what we truly are, that's within us. So we're recognizing our own familiarity. In other words, we're coming back to our true self. We're coming back to our true soul. Now, this is why we are being invited in each station. So we're always coming up against our own harmonies or disharmonies. So if you walk into clouds, it's because you're releasing the belief in the clouds. You're releasing the belief so that, here comes the Kundalini serpent, so that you come into your truest claim. Show me the Four of Cups. So this is the time of opening up to new formula, new engagement, new permission. So there's a lot of springtime energy where it's like releasing the old fairy dust and opening up to our advantage. Now, our advantage is already programmed in. So imagine buying anything where all the parts are already there. All the parts are already there. It's sort of like, okay, what's next? I need part D, let's say. So where's part D? Where is it? Where is it? It's got to be here somewhere. This is the point. It's guaranteed. So we want to feel that way. It's sort of like, it's a new frontier, the show me Star Trek, new frontier, but it was the plan all along. So part D is somewhere because you came with it. It's available to you as you will consent. They keep saying this, going it alone, because we're walking into a new paradigm. We're walking into a new structure. And so you're not going to find a lot of others that have stepped out of the gate yet. So this is where the promotional energy, the affordability, the wings of rapture, in other words, the help, the spiritual help, is abiding by you, surrounding you continuously. Because what you're birthing is of excellence. What you're birthing is long lasting. Because as you create it, as you erect it, it is here to stay. Now that's how we create the new earth. That's how we create our new reality. That's how I always felt like there was something more for me to do. That's how we bring it forth. So the energies, we want to really feel this. We're going it alone in one sense. In another sense, we've got angels, masters, energies of the universe supporting our transformation. So this is where you think of it like an initiation, where it's like you're following the light. You're following the new programming and you have the willingness to step out in faith. Now, as you do, you're actually being surrounded and attended to and loved. Now, love is, they're showing me a key. Love is the central ingredient. So we're releasing all those doubts, all those failures, all those beliefs in the old consciousness. So even when you find yourself coming up against lack, coming up against shame, sorrow, whatever it is, notice it and realize, ah, this is what's being introduced sort of like is the last hurrah, because this is what I'm about to step over. And we do that with the coursework of love. We do that with the harmonies of true essence, true agreement, true new lifestyle. New lifestyle. So love's always going to be the secret ingredient. Love's always going to be the last answer. And this is how we create. We create because we join hands with the beloved, being our true essence. Now that's what's guiding us in all moments. So as we will receive our full endowment, as we will receive our true homecoming, they're asking us to come into consensus with our true understanding of self. So that's what's being offered as we will attune to it, as we will abide by it, as we will recommend ourselves for holy matrimony. Again, the matrimony being one with our true essence. Now, this is the vibration. This is the holy consent and remembrance that then becomes the key to open doors. Because remember, it's the vibrational alliance impression that we're now creating. So we want to remember that we're really master builders of consciousness. They're going over this again. Because the more that we consent to that, when I say master builders of consciousness, I can't even begin to explain how much we've already graduated. Because we're saying yes and stepping into our new alignment. So the power that we each hold and the power that's backing us is beyond the mind's understanding, the limited understanding. So allow, they're saying, for each of us to allow ourselves to assimilate, to regulate, to establish, to get into the rhythm of feeling that endurance. So this is where we're going to start feeling ancient. I'm laughing. So this is not chronological. This is not body ancient. This is soul ancient. In other words, coming back to our own richness. So it's sort of like, you know, we follow the ego here, there, and everywhere temporarily, or we remember we have in the past. But this is beyond that. This is soul records. This is our true understandings. So the term, like they're saying, heavy hitter, it seemed like a funny word for me to say, but they're saying say it because people will register with that. Heavy hitter. It means you can do what others can't. Not because you're better. It means simply that you're holding spiritual weight, spiritual maturity. And there's nothing to be bashful about that. It's like it's the only way the ark's going to be built, is if the master contributors step forward. So they're asking us to take a moment and to allow that to be received. We like to overlook that. They're saying like our minds just go to next. Well, okay, well, how do I do this then? How do I do that? Da, 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 da. Because we still are playing in the linear somewhat as we move beyond it. So the mind just jumps. So they're asking us to like stay in that wading pool a little longer, to swim with the dolphins, to swim with that new understanding of self. So when I see that, I see the star card, and literally like that wading pool is just filled with stars, stars of our ancient memory. So we're allowing ourselves to bathe in that new consciousness of arrival. And literally, it's like every water molecule is a star. And this is signaling our homecoming. This is signaling our homecoming at last, because it's not about what you've created or have not created in the outer realm. It's what you're creating in your own understanding and permission of self. And they're showing me like someone holding up a muscle. Because at last, you're choosing your spiritual muscle. You're choosing your homecoming. Remember, this is what they're saying, like someone's knocking on the door. This is what's going to bring the social revolution. This is what's going to bring change to the reality that we're experiencing, is when at last those that are able return to their houses, to their stations, to their upright positions. So the attunement that's here is fortifying, it's strengthening. They want me to correct that. It's not strengthening. They're saying, we can't strengthen you. It's acknowledging our strength. It's a vibration so that we can strengthen ourselves. And it's not even strengthening ourselves, that we can return to our true strength, our true power, our true divine understanding. So there's like this hologram, it's like an energetic placement where as we choose to coincide, as we choose to offer ourselves for a holy remembrance, there's a seal, an energy symbol that is strengthening our like our spiritual core, our leadership potential. So this activation is they're showing me a seal. It's like a promise of our future tomorrows. Because as we consent to divine authority, we've opened up that treatise. We've opened up that potentiality. So remember, it was like when they were talking initially, we're creating our new path. This is a path of extension. They're saying to our delight because we have signed up. So this offering is coming to us from the highest authority, the highest placement, because we have offered ourselves for this, I'm going to use the word promotion, but it's like signal of readiness. It's putting us on a new achievement, a new timeline, a new procession. So it could feel like, okay, nothing's changed, but everything has changed as we consent. So they want me to explain this. We have free will. We can pull out at any time. We can be like, nah, I think not. I think not. But we can pop back in. So it's not like you can lose your entitlement. Once you've said yes, it's there for you. And we never need to leave. So we're choosing our own self-endorsement. We're choosing our own agreement. We're choosing our own connection to our divine essence. It's a choice. It's an acknowledgement. It's a readiness. They're showing me the death card. Do not be concerned. This is welcoming procedure. I totally get it now. I did a tarot reading for myself and there was a death card. I knew what was coming. Now I get it. It's right here. It's the death of the old establishment within self. So it's like the ego can knock, but we also have the advantage now. And I literally see us like, you know, when you play, not telephone, but you hold up a tin can and you hear through the string what someone else is saying. So this is the point. We're hearing with new awareness. This is not with physical hearing. This is with spiritual recording. So spiritual sight. we see with our mind. Returning to our true engagement. So as we will seal this recommendation, now the recommendation's coming from our permission to connect with our higher self. We offer this, very insistent upon this, that we're doing this. Remember, master creators. We offer this, saying by and by, but what they mean, it's like I'm literally at like Avalon and just like spreading it around the ground, spreading it 360 as far as the eye can see. So I'm on the hilltop just spreading it around. So what we're spreading it around, they're saying day by day, is our own consciousness. There's no Dalai Lama saying emptiness. There's no external reality. It's our own awarenesses, how we receive through our own vision. And they're showing me like having new spectacles. So we're receiving with new vision that we have ordered, we have agreed to, we have signed up for. So what we're praying, it's not a pray to an outside being. It's a divine union. It's a divine establishment. It's a divine consent. So when Abraham would say, more of this, please. More of this, what you focus on, more of this, please. In a way, it's like that. More of this, please. So let us come into agreement. And when they're saying agreement, it's like agreeing with your divine essence and honoring it. Honoring it. You know, when you get married in the linear, it's like whatever they say, but it's like, I'll honor you all the days of my life. So it's a marriage ceremony within your own sacred heart. I will honor the divine within, or whatever words you would substitute, all the remaining days of my life. So this is a very powerful, they're saying, exposure. Because they're saying at last, and here's like sipping from the Holy Grail, we're stepping into our power, we're stepping into our divine alignment. And to treat this offering, to treat this remembrance with sacredness, with holiness. They're saying we come upon a holy relic and we treat it with such tender, loving care. And then they look at how we treat ourselves. So again, we're fine-tuning, we're establishing. So there is this vibration that all of our essence is going to be attuned to. So imagine you have dolphins coming to you for healing. So they offer a vibration. No one heals you. A vibration is offered that you then agree to. That's how healing occurs. A healer does not heal you. They offer a vibrational field that you then adjust to. So this vibrational field, the healer, is now within. That we are now systematically adjusting to, giving ourselves permission. So with sacredness, the sacredness within. Let us pray. So it is.